Hi, I'm Alan Wenzel, FreePod host, welcoming you to this extended interview. In the last decade, a group of women in Stevenson County has been responsible for distributing nearly $500,000 to charitable organizations in the county. That group, 100 Women Who Care, Stevenson County. This organization will be celebrating their 10th anniversary at their next meeting in February. And joining me today to help us better understand what this volunteer organization is all about are two members of the executive team, Julie Hilliger and Julie Wenzel. Julie Hilliger works for Voices, and Julie Wenzel is a retired elementary teacher. Welcome, ladies, and thanks for your time with us today. I'm going to begin with you, Julie Hilliger. Can you tell us just a little bit about the history of 100 Women Who Care? How did this organization get going, and who was responsible for it?
Well, first, Alan, thank you so much for having us here today. I am so excited to be a part of 100 Women Who Care. I've been a member since 2017, but 100 Women Who Care, Stevenson County, has been in existence, as you said, since 2015. It started with a group of women from the Pearl City area primarily who had the foresight to say, if we band together and pull our money, we can make a difference for groups in Stevenson County, for nonprofit organizations. And those founders were Amy Crollo, Chris Wallace, Deanne Voss, and Heather Dickman. And they started this movement. They looked around and found the 100 Women and 100 People movement and decided to join and follow their model. There are groups like ours all across the United States.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, there's, and we even spawned a 100 men group in Stevenson County as well. There are 100 kid groups as well. Mm-hmm. But when that first group met in February of 2015 at Eilert's, there were 35 members, and they donated $3,500 that night to the Pearl City PTO. And the group grew very quickly. At the second meeting, there were, I'm trying to find it in my notes here, there were 52 members, and so they donated $5,200. Because each member agrees to donate $100 every quarter. And that money went to kids' coats and clothes. And by the end of that first year, they had met their goal of 100 members.
Wow, that's very good. So the idea is if we pool our resources, we can have more of an impact than if we try to do things individually. That's
absolutely
a neat idea.
Absolutely. There is always more power together than there is individually. And that's what our giving circle is built upon, that whole concept.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Now, Julie Wenzel, you along with Julie are members of the executive team. Can you tell us a little bit about what the executive team's responsibilities are?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Alan. We now have 5 members of the executive team, and I will go through the responsibilities of each one, some of their basic responsibilities. Aubrey Palermo is our sound system specialist. She also updates the sign-in forms for me and makes name badges for me. I print out both of those. She is the person also who notifies Grapevine, which is an online account that members can pay through. Sue Youngblood keeps up our Facebook posts, and she also helps at the first hour of the meeting, which is the social hour. Sarah Pesca finds our venues and coordinates with food sponsors. Linda Alberts did this previously. Sarah also helps at the social hour. Julie Hilliger is our MC, so she's the face of our organization. She verifies the 501c3 information for the groups that are nominated, and she provides me the lists of the nominators and the nominations when we have our meetings. Me, Julie Wenzel, I set up before the social hour with my friend Sherry Cregan. We put the name badges out. The ballots are inside their name badges. Put out the sign-in sheets. I take care of the voting at the meeting. I collect the checks. I keep track of the payments either through checks, cash, or Grapevine. And then when I feel that we have all the money that we're going to have come in, I set up either with the nominator or with the organization, I set up the check presentation.
So it takes a whole team of you to make all of this happen. And again, you're all volunteers. You're not elected to these positions. You've simply raised your hand and said, I'll help.
Right. And we have no treasury. So if there's anything that needs to be bought, we pitch in and do that.
Tell us a little bit, Julie, if you will. How often do you meet and where do you meet?
We meet quarterly. We meet the second Thursday in February, May, August, and November. Basically, the Freeport and Lena area, because we need to find venues that will, number one, let us meet there at no cost and can hold up to 50 people. So we've met at places like Cimino's, The Club, Rafters, Wolf Hollow, Route 20, Freeport Public Library, The Winery, to name a few, many others.
Could you describe for us how a typical 100 Women Who Care meeting unfolds? Well, what happens when you get everyone together?
Okay, when we get everyone together, it starts at 5:30. 5:30 to 6:30 is our social hour. And that is, if you want to come and come at that time, you can. Otherwise, you can just come for the 6:30 meeting. People will come in, they'll sign in, they'll get their name badges, which again, have their ballots behind them. They can enjoy refreshments from the sponsor from that night and just socialize. At 6:30 to 7:30 is when our meeting takes place. That's when Julie takes over. She tells our history and the rules. She introduces the executive team and any new members. Then three organizations are drawn from the nomination slips. Those three organizations each have 5 minutes to sell their organization and let us know how they would spend the money. Questions are asked. When that is all done, voting begins. While we count the ballots, the last winner tells us how the money was used. Winner is announced then, and checks or cash are made out to the winner, as we have no treasury.
Julie Hilliger, Julie's hinted at how this whole process of selecting the organization each month happens. Can you elaborate a little bit more on the steps that you go through during a meeting to pick the winner of the $10,000?
Sure, absolutely, Alan. That whole process starts even before the meeting, because members, as I said earlier, do agree to make a donation every quarter. But in return, members get to nominate the organizations. And so that's one of the perks of membership. So that has to be done in advance.
So you have to be a member to nominate an organization, and an organization can only be nominated by a member. Is that correct?
Correct. And in turn, the members, they have to do that in advance, and the organization must be a 501c3 organization.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But then, as Julie said, that nomination is submitted in advance, and then at the meeting, that nomination is put into literally a basket. And then we have a little bit of drama because we draw at the meeting. We draw out three of the nominations. For instance, I think right now we have something like 18 groups.
Oh my gosh.
18 groups are up for nomination. We're reaching almost a high point of nominations. We encourage our members to nominate new groups and multiple groups if they so choose. And some did do that. And then we pull those three names out of the hat. And those organizations that are nominated, those members get up and make their pitch, as Julie said. And then it's a democratic vote. Okay. Every member gets a vote. And then the one with the most votes wins. In our 10-year history so far, and I hope I am not jinxing us, we've not had a tie
yet. Never had a tie. And how would you break a tie? Or how would you cross that bridge?
We have not actually thought about that. We've had a couple of close ones. And so I think maybe that's something that we are going to address before the next meeting, because we've had some lately that have been very close.
So you start out with a pretty good pool of 18, approaching 20 nominations.
Right.
You whittle that down to three, the three that are drawn.
Right.
And then the pitch further narrows it down to which one would you like to vote to, vote for.
Right. It's a five-minute pitch, 3 minutes for questions. And And it is timed. We promise to keep our meetings to an hour, and we do, because I'm the one holding the timer.
Oh, okay. So do you cut people off when it gets
absolutely. To five? Absolutely. I have seen many a debate. I was on a speech team in college, and I've seen how they do it, and I do that, and I do stop. I do 1 minute, and then I do stop, and they're done.
So then the vote takes place, and the winner is announced that evening then
yes,
at the meeting?
Yes, the winner is announced right then and there. Absolutely.
Can you tell us some of the organizations who have received your donations over the years, just to kind of give us a sense of the breadth of winners for this donation?
Yes, I can. In fact, I did my checking, and 29 organizations have received money. And how that happened is some organizations have received money several different times. Once you win, you have to wait a whole year before your nomination can be put back in. But some organizations have won more than once.
And you track all of that, obviously, to make sure the nominations aren't.
I have the list. Yes. Started out, like Julie said, Pearl City PTO, and that was for technology. Other groups that have won: Kids Coats and Clothes, Voices, Contact, Boys and Girls Club, Senior Resource Center, Freeport Art Museum, CHOM, FACC, Save the Tabernacle, Freeport Concert Band, Salvation Army, Dakota PTO, and their money was used to buy a bookmobile for their summer books.
Wow.
Rebuilding Together, YMCA, and there's many more. We just ended, the last group was RAMP.
Boy, that's quite a collection of really worthwhile community organizations that benefit from your $10,000. That really must help them a lot.
Sometimes it's very hard to decide. And sometimes, like Julie said, it is close. I think we did maybe have really close to a tie one time. And we're thinking, what are we going to do? Do I have enough ballots so we can
vote again
and just have two instead of one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's a wonderful feeling when you go to the check presentation and have two or three people from that organization just giddy that they're going to receive $10,000
plus dollars. That's a big chunk of change.
And we've got a use for it. So it's a wonderful time to have.
Are there any rules that the winning organizations have to live by to receive this money?
Absolutely. And that is made well known to whenever an organization is nominated, they have to agree to abide by those rules. And they are that they have to, first of all, be a 501c3 organization. They have to agree to spend the money in Stevenson County, even if they have a national affiliation.
Okay.
They have to also have to come back to the next meeting and say thank you to us in person. They have to send a representative. They have to send a thank you note to each member. And they also have to agree not to solicit our members again.
So what does that mean, Julie?
They have to, essentially, it's one of those kind of like lose our name.
You can't be put on a mailing list and solicit for funds.
Correct. Correct. If a member has already given to that organization, that's okay. But if this is the first time that a member has donated to that organization, then you cannot be put on their mailing list for donations.
Got it. So the organizations come back after they win, they come back and tell you not only thank you, but how they've used the money.
What
their plans are to use it.
Or what their plans are to use that money. They're not required to use it within 3 months, but what their long-term plans are for that money.
I think a neat aspect of this is that the money has to be spent in the county.
Yes.
So all the money, obviously 100 Women Who Cared live and work in Stevenson County, and they want their money to stay here. And it does then, by the rules of your organization, the winner must spend it here.
For instance, like Northern Illinois Food Bank.
Oh, sure.
Was a recipient.
Mm-hmm.
And they specifically spent their money at food banks within Stevenson County.
Boy, this is a wonderful organization. How can someone become a member of it? What do you do to join 100 Women Who Cared?
To become a member, you can find a membership form on our website. It is kind of buried because our website desperately needs an update. So if there's anyone out there listening who would like to help us out with that, please talk to any of us. We would welcome that. Or you can just come to our February meeting. We would love to have you. Mm-hmm. That's how we do get most of our new members. Mm-hmm. And last quarter, we were we welcomed 4 new members. So we are a growing organization. Mm-hmm. So you can just come to that meeting either for the social hour if you want at 5:30 or just come for the meeting at 6:30.
And what's the date and place for that meeting, Julie?
It's February 13th.
13th.
Here at the library.
Okay. Downstairs in the community meeting room.
Yes.
February 13th at 5:30.
5:30 for the social hour. Uh-huh. And we're going to have a light dinner for our 10th anniversary.
Okay.
And then the regular meeting is going to be at 6:30.
So you're throwing a little party for yourselves.
And we certainly are. We have a lot to celebrate. So yes, we are.
By the way, what is your website's address? If someone wanted to click on and
it's
try to find
it. It's hard to find and it's very long.
Oh, okay.
So just Google it.
Google it.
Google 100 Women Who Care, Stevenson County.
And it'll come up and away you go.
Yes.
Wonderful. So you've done a lot in the last 10 years. You've raised almost $500,000. You're having a celebration meeting on the 13th. They're at the library at 5:30 and we'll welcome new members, of course, at that time. What does the future hold for 100 Women Who Care? Where do you see this going in the next few years, ladies?
For me, I'm looking for continued growth. We at one time, pre-pandemic, had close to 140, maybe a little over 140 members. Right now, we're sitting at 120. Julie Wenzel can tell you the exact number, but I want to just see us get back to our pre-pandemic level of membership. And I just want to continue to see more organizations brought forward for the organization because there's such a need in the community. That's what I would like to see. And in what will be our 10th year, we are going to hit that major funding milestone. And that's what I'm really looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Doing that good in the community.
Yeah. That'd be quite a milestone. That'd be wonderful.
Yep. It will.
Mm-hmm.
We do have 118 members and we have hit $465,000 so far that we've given. I did some digging and since 2017, when Julie joined and I joined, we have kept 60 core members.
Hmm.
They are still involved. I wasn't mm-hmm. able to find out as much about that first 200.
That's a pretty good retention rate.
2015. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm holding on to, that we have 60 core. We have, you know, 4 in a meeting, but then we lose some. So it's gain some, lose some. I'd love to get up to that. 142 was, I believe, the high number that we had. It's going to be a fun night. We're having refreshments from the new cafe from the library. It's called Full Circle Cafe and Collective. So that will be interesting. And one of the people who are doing the cafe is one of our new members. So that's kind of interesting too. So it's a good time. A lot of people come. A lot of people just send a check, which is wonderful. They've been members. Some I have never even seen, but they still continue to want to be part of this organization and give money to all of these different organizations in Stevenson County.
Clearly, the two of you feel very strongly about this organization, have a lot of passion for its cause and for what it does. You've done a lot of great work in the last few years, and we'll continue out into the future with your plans to continue to grow and expand and bring even more dollars to worthwhile organizations within the county. And I think that's tremendous. Do you have any final words? We get ready to wrap up our interview here. Julie, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Just come and join us. We'd be happy to have anybody join February 13th. Mark it on your calendar the day before Valentine's Day. And we're at the library. Easy place to park. Get in. Don't have to climb any stairs or do anything. We're a wonderful group of women who want to put our money together instead of my $100 just going someplace. It's my $100 plus everybody else's to make a nice chunk of change to give to a worthy organization and Yes, keep bringing in new organizations who are 501(c)s for nominations.
When I have the honor of standing before the 100 Women members every quarter, I always tell them that this is one of the biggest charges I get every quarter is standing in front of the group, because I know that whoever gets that money, it's going to make a real difference for people in the community. And that's what I want, the message I want to leave for people, is that we are making a real difference. You write a check for $100, it helps. But when you write a check for $11,000, almost $12,000, you are making a substantial difference. You're buying a bookmobile, you are renovating a building, you're helping a non-for-profit get started. And that is what is so special about 100 Women Who Care Stevenson County.
Well, Julie Hilliger and Julie Wenzel, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us about this wonderful organization. Thanks for your time on behalf of the community and such a great cause, 100 Women Who Care Stevenson County. This is Alan Wenzel reminding you to tune in to our regular news podcast every Thursday at noon on all major podcast platforms, or going to the websites for FreePod or WNIJ Public Radio in DeKalb. In-depth interviews drop every Tuesday at noon in those same locations. Thank you again, Julie Hilliger and Julie Wenzel. Our thanks also goes out to the Mass Communications Department in Highland for producing these podcasts for FreePod, and to the many volunteers who are working to bring you the news you've been missing. This is Alan Wenzel saying, tune into us next week.